LSU!
Saúde, boa, tchau.
Hello, and welcome to the Tiger's Den. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Tiger's Den, the official LSU podcast of the Don't Patrol United Network. I am your host, Scott. Thank you for joining us. This is episode number 21. Did not do an episode last week. I was kind of waiting for a few things to break before I did another episode as far as the coaching decision went for baseball. So we do, LSU does now have a new baseball coach, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But as you can probably imagine, with the end of the baseball season that has come, this is going to be a little bit, again, heavy baseball. But this will probably be the last, I guess, heavy baseball episode we'll do until next baseball season rolls around, because we'll be really jumping into the football season pretty soon. Really looking forward to that. I still plan on having my bud Dustin on to talk about recruiting and the upcoming season. Probably now, we're late June right now. You know, I might not have a show every week up until football season. maybe every other week, depending on what's going on, what's popping up in the LSU world. There's not going to be a whole lot going on right now until football starts, really. But, you know, honestly, it's only like a month away. Two months away before we really get into kind of full swing football. So, you'll hear from me again, obviously, soon, but may not be next week. We're just going to kind of wrap up the baseball season here today, and then really we'll be getting into football. So I'm going to start, as you can imagine, with some LSU baseball. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play. All right, I'm going to jump back a little bit from where we left off. Obviously, LSU won their regional in Eugene, Oregon. They went on to the Super Regional versus Tennessee, which I'll get to in a second. But going back to the regional in Eugene, a couple of all-tournament players. Gavin Dugas was named the MVP of the tournament. Zach Arnold was also an all-tournament team. Jordan Thompson, Dylan Cruz, Javen Coleman, and A.J. Labus were all named to the all-tournament team from the Eugene Regional. So congratulations to those guys. A couple other awards or just things that have come up since the season's ended. 2021 Collegiate Baseball Freshman All-American Will Helmers, former Jesuit Blue Jay, Dylan Cruz, and Trey Morgan, all named Collegiate Baseball Freshman All-American. So obviously congrats to those guys as well. Perfect Game National Freshman of the Year. Dylan Cruz was named the Perfect Game National Freshman of the Year. So obviously that is pretty awesome. Perfect 2021 Perfect Game / Rawlings National Freshman of the Year went to Dylan Cruz. So obviously that is good as well. So those are kind of the awards that we had at the end of the season. When LSU went to the Super Regional versus Tennessee, first game they lost 2-4. It's the best when you get to Super Regionals, it's best 2 out of 3. First game they lost 2-4. Second game they lost 15-6. you had to figure that the Maneri whatever was going to run out eventually, magic or whatever people called it at the end of the year. The first game, you know, we lost 2-4. Hilliard pitched a really good game through 5 innings. Only gave up 3 hits. 1 run, 1 earned run. The big thing in this game, and then they brought in Coleman, and he pitched 3 innings and gave up 3 hits. The big thing in this game that a lot of people were criticizing is, so Hilliard had pitched five innings and he looked fine. He was doing fine. He'd only given up three hits and one run. So why do you take him out? Like, it's the, again, with the decision making of Maneri just trying to overthink things, play mind game. I don't know, but he took him out and really probably didn't need to. Coleman came in, gave up three runs. You lose the game 2-4, where you probably could have won 2-1 if you leave Hilliard in for at least a little while longer. But hey, you know, that's Maneri. The second game, we lost 15-6. Landon Marceau came in on short rest, threw three innings, gave up three hits and three runs. Then they brought in Garrett Edwards, Helmers, Ventmeyer, Hasty, Labus, and Fontenot. That game really kind of got out of hand pretty quick. You know, after the first inning, we were down 2-1, so still kind of close. And after the third, we were down 3-1. And then we were down 3-2. Then we were down 5-2. And then the fifth inning kind of blew open. Tennessee scored six runs, and it was pretty much a done deal after that. And the season comes to an end. You know, to kind of wrap up the season in a bow here, I guess, I would say that given what they were up against, look, LSU has a lot of talent on this team. Okay, they do. But it was a lot of young talent. The strength was supposed to be the pitching. And for the most part, the starting pitching was a big strength with Marceau. And, you know, had that big injury to our other pitcher. And then Hilliard really stepped up once he went down. And, you know, it they only won 13 games in SEC. I would say they got hot at the right time, which in college baseball is part of it. You know, they got hot in the regional and got out of that regional. It wasn't an easy regional. They got out of it, got to the Supers. And I think that was probably more than anybody expected. So I would say for this season, they probably overachieved. But, you know, expectations at LSU are that you get to Omaha. You have a top recruiting class, and expectations are you get there. And I really think just them with the youth, I guess they kind of overachieved with where they ended up. I don't think anybody expected them to get to a super regional. You always want them to, but, you know, it doesn't always happen. And so that's kind of the season kind of tied up there. A couple other awards that I just forgot about. 2021 All-American, Landon Marceau and Dylan Cruz. And All-Region was Gavin Dugas, Cade Doty, Dylan Cruz, Landon Marceau, and Trey Morgan. You know, it is what it is. The season is over. Thank God Maneri is gone. And, you know, we move on. One of the main reasons why I wanted to kind of wait a little bit, at least a week or so, for the end of the season, just so there's just so much, there was so much speculation into the coaching search. You know, every day you're hearing different things. You know, Woodward's interviewing this guy. I mean, they even had guys tracking the LSU plane, tracking where it went to see if Woodward was going to interview people. You know, just crazy stuff like that. He got articles coming out saying, oh, these are the final three candidates and blah, blah, blah. And I don't trust it until it's done. You know what I'm saying? And finally it is done. So we are, we have a new coach. the new coach is Jay Johnson. He's coming to us from Arizona. He had been at Arizona for 5 years, I believe it was, or 6 years. He did well there. In his first season, he got Arizona to the College World Series, to Omaha. They actually went twice during his time at Arizona. He's only 44 years old. So he's probably gonna, if he's successful, he will be here for a long time. You're looking at, if he's successful, probably the next 15 to 20 years. He'll be here as a young guy, 44. So we'll see how he does. He was at Arizona, like I said, from 2016 to 2021. He was at Nevada before that. Got to the College World Series, actually got them to the national championship, the final, to the series against Coastal Carolina back in 2016. Got them to the finals, his first season there. And obviously they made it to Omaha this year for 2021. Look, Jay Johnson wasn't necessarily my choice. I really didn't. I don't know. I was really hoping for Vitello, to be honest with you. I think I probably said that before. Vitello is a guy who's also very young. He's a very fiery coach. He's kind of like I've talked about before. You want kind of that asshole coach who's like petty and kind of has a chip on his shoulder, as opposed to the nice guy coach. That's the kind of coach I want. The Nick Saban, the Sean Payton. You kind of want somebody who knows when to turn it on. And I think Vitello was that guy. This guy, Jay Johnson, I don't know a whole lot about him. I know that Arizona was one of the top hitting schools in the country over the past couple seasons. I want to say they were first and second the past 2 years in hitting, which is good. We need that. We need to swing the bats more and get our bat off the shoulder, especially with two strikes. He's a pretty good recruiter from what I understand. We'll see how he does recruiting. He's got a number one recruiting class coming in next season. When he was announced as the coach, we already have a flip. Somebody who had committed to Arizona decommitted and is now coming to LSU. So you're going to probably see that a little bit. It happened with Mulkey as well when they hired a basketball coach. I don't know a lot about the guy. I trust Scott Woodward that he did his homework and hired the right guy. I know he interviewed him, I believe, over Zoom. A couple other candidates, like Chris Godwin from ECU, he interviewed in person. But, and I kind of liked Godwin too. I was hoping he was either Vitello or Godwin. Both are kind of that rah-rah fiery kind of guy, but he decided to go another way. Look, I am more than willing to give Jay Johnson a chance, and see what he can do with this team. Like I said, we were a young team. We got a lot of experience after this season, and we'll be good. We still have Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan for the next couple years. With the talent that's also coming in, there's no reason why we shouldn't be in Omaha next year and or the year after, at least. Once he gets some recruiting classes in, we'll see how it goes. But with the recruiting class coming in, with the talent we have on this team, there's no reason why we shouldn't be in Omaha next year and or the year after. And I say and or because either next year or the year after, we should be there. Probably should be there both years. So we will see what Mr. Johnson can do. Best of luck to him. I'm going to support him until there's reason not to. There's no reason, at this point not to. He did say upon getting the job, this is a quote from him, "I'm humbled and honored to be the head baseball coach at LSU and serve as the steward of the next generation of national champions. I view this as an opportunity of my lifetime, and I will do everything in my power to have our team playing a brand of baseball that makes everyone at LSU, the Baton Rouge community, and the entire state of Louisiana proud, incredibly proud. Go Tigers." So, there you go. Hopefully he can come in and do his thing and get us to where we need to go. His goal is to get us to Omaha. That's his really one and only goal. And if he can do that, he'll be successful. LSU fans will love him. They're going to embrace him. And we'll see. Scott Woodward also had a quote about the hire. "LSU baseball is the premier program in the nation, and the interest we received from great coaches across the country was significant," Woodward said. Ultimately, Jay's track record of postseason success, explosive lineups, and highly ranked recruiting classes set him apart from the field. He's made an immediate impact at every program he's led, and he's one of the most energetic, innovative, and focused coaches in America. I'm confident he is ready to add to our extensive championship tradition at LSU, and we welcome Jay and his wife Maureen to Baton Rouge. Look, this guy's never coached in the SEC. He's never coached down south. And that could be a plus. You know, Maneri had never coached in the SEC, and Skip had never coached in the SEC. There's a lot of coaches that haven't. This could open up a gate for us to recruit more from the West Coast. So that could be a good thing. And like I said, you know, willing to give him a chance and an opportunity. So best of luck to him. We'll definitely be watching him. It'll be interesting to see what kind of recruits he can bring in, because obviously he's going to have to hit the recruiting trail kind of hard now and for the following season. And we'll see what he can do. So congrats, Coach. Let me say one more thing about it. There was a lot of speculation also that Mike Bianco might become the coach. For whatever reason, he's not. Mike Bianco was a former LSU Tiger. A lot of former players wanted him to come to kind of bring back this tradition. He played under Skip. He was Ben McDonald's catcher. He chose to stay at Ole Miss and agreed to an extension. There's rumors that if he was offered the job, he would have taken it. So it's possible we never even offered him the job. I don't know. But, you know, it is what it is. We got our coach. We got our guy. And that's it. We'll see how he does. On the final kind of baseball note, and this isn't really LSU related, but if you're a fan of college baseball, you should hopefully be watching the College World Series. It has been a great College World Series so far. I'm actually watching a game right now between Vanderbilt and North Carolina State. Kind of crazy at the beginning of the game, about an hour before the game, a North Carolina State player tested positive for COVID, and they had to do contact tracing immediately and pull any players that he came into contact with. They didn't have time to go and test them. So basically, North Carolina State was down to 13 players that could play today and only four pitchers. The coach went to them and asked if they wanted to play or if they wanted to forfeit and try again tomorrow because it's double elimination. They hadn't lost a game yet. They said they wanted to play, so they're playing. Vandy's up 3-1 right now in the top of the eighth, but hats off to North Carolina State just for putting a team out there. I mean, they have a guy who was a pitcher playing first base, a guy who's played third in the past is playing shortstop. They've really had to shuffle their lineup again around, and you're going against Kumar Rocker for Vanderbilt, who's one of the best pitchers in the country and will be on a major league roster within the next, I'd say, 2 or 3 years. And then they're going to face Leiter tomorrow. They might get some players back tomorrow, depending on if their tests come back positive or negative. So maybe they'll get some players back. And look, it's top of the eighth. They're only down by 2 runs. They still have a chance. So if you're not watching the College World Series, you really need to be. There's another game later tonight with Mississippi State and Texas. So that's tonight, I think, at 6 or at 7. 6. So also will be a good game if Texas has to beat Mississippi State twice to get to the final because Mississippi State hasn't lost a game yet. So anyway, that's going to be it for baseball. That's kind of a wrap on the season. We got our coach. We'll see what we can do next year. I'm very excited to, you know, move on to football season to come up. Talked about that in the past. Just want to cover a couple other things. LSU related, and let's see, that is, and this is kind of going back a little bit, but just wanted to make sure to give props to these people here. Let's see, Beth Torino, LSU softball coach, was named Louisiana Sports Writers Association Coach of the Year, so congrats to her. Brooks Curry, you may not, I'd never heard that name till the other day, but he made the Olympic swimming team, and he's the first swimmer to represent the United States, first LSU swimmer, excuse me, to represent the United States at the Olympics. So congrats to Brooks Curry. Listen for that name during the Olympics, folks. If you're a Tiger fan, and cheer for him. LSU basketball got a 2022 top 40 prospect. Justin Williams has committed to LSU. He's the number 3 ranked shooting guard in the in high school coming into college. So that's obviously good news. Coach Wade is out there doing his thing. Congrats to the LSU men's track team, won the 2021 NCAA Outdoor Men's Track and Field National Championship. So congrats to them. It is, I believe, the 49th national team championship, which is tied for the most of any school in the Southeastern Conference. So congrats to them. It was pretty much an overwhelming victory. They were also in Eugene, kind of at the same time as the baseball team, and they just went out and killed it. So congrats to them. and let's see. I think that is about all the LSU news I have. One big thing that's going to be coming up pretty soon. The other day, John Bel Edwards, the governor of Louisiana, signed a sports betting law into law, a sports betting law into law. That sounds weird, but signed it into law. Sports gambling should be coming to the state of Louisiana by the fall. So hopefully by football season, we'll be able to start gambling and betting some football and some, so that's gonna be great. You'll be able to do it from your phone. If you haven't listened to Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, make sure you go and listen to that. I was a guest on there a couple weeks ago. We discussed about the sports gambling and how it's coming to Louisiana. Go back and listen to that show. It was a really fun show. And we covered pretty much everything. Also, something kind of big that happened. I don't know all the particulars, but basically, the Supreme Court said that the NCAA had violated some kind of antitrust laws when not allowing players to make money off of their likeness and their licensing. So I believe starting July 1st, NCAA athletes will be able to earn money from their likeness through endorsements, autograph signings, things like that. Probably a lot of them will do social media where on their Instagram they will sponsor products, things like that. That's going to be big eventually, I think, with recruiting purposes. A lot of these players who are like, well, I'll go to a smaller school because I'll still get noticed, might want to go to a bigger school because they will have, I'm sure, some kind of, media market where they can get more endorsements and more sponsors. So that could be something very big on the horizon. So look for that as well. And God, please let us get an NCAA football game on PlayStation from EA. I really want that game back. That was one of the best games ever. And it went away because of the whole licensing thing. But now that they can make money off their likeness, the EA is already in process of bringing it back. It should be back. I don't think this year. I think it will be back next year because I believe it usually comes out in July. It comes out before Madden does. So I think it will be next year before they get it. But man, I cannot wait for that. So that for now is all the show we have for you right now. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network. We only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show, which we will begin having when Saints games start again. The Dome Patrol podcast, which they have had a couple come out. And as the season gets closer, we will be discussing more Saints. The BS and Beer Saints podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League podcast, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and of course, the Tiger's Den, which you're listening to now. Follow each show on Twitter. At Dome Patrol PCAST, at Dome Patrol UK, at BS and Beer Media, at Taking the Over, and at Tiger underscore Podcast. Follow us on Facebook for your live streams. Just search for Dome Patrol Podcast. And if you want to listen the old-fashioned way, go to domepatrolpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks for all the support thus far. We're going to keep it going into football season, and we're going to kill it during football season. I'm so excited and looking forward to it. We will see you then, and we will see you on the other side. Good night, Tiger Nation.
Hey, fighting Tigers, fight all the way. Hey, fighting Tigers, win the game today. You've got to know how you're doing fine. Hang on to the ball and you hit the wall and stand right through that line. You gotta go for the touchdown, run up the score, make Mike the Tiger spin.